All right, y'all, welcome back to the show. It's Anti-War Radio. I'm Scott Horton, and I'm joined on the phone by this show's producer and Anti-War.com's development director, Angela Keaton. How's it going, Angela?
It is going spectacularly, and I just wanted to shout out a couple of things I've learned from doing these pitches since, and I want to thank our intern, Adam, for posting these pitches for the podcast. Several of our podcast listeners have called in and have not only inquired about credit cards, but have given us some amazing donations, including some very high monthly donations. So your listeners are the best. But what was stunning about that, though, is some of these calls were from women, and I always worried about the demographics of the show, but there's apparently a lot of women out there who listen, thank God, because I, as a buddy of mine were noting, women do foreign policy in addition to intelligence and anti-war activism and all sorts of things. So very, very excited to get to know more of the listeners of Anti-War Radio and to hear also, and also to see them show their support financially. And that's what I'm asking listeners today in the audience to do. Of course, we're in the middle of a very crucial pledge drive. We've had some short financial shortfalls. Our major donors have had financial shortfalls. It's not that people are any less committed to the war. It's just we're all struggling right now during the
era. Well, the government is waging full-scale war on the economy, that is, the people of this country's ability to take care of themselves. Of course, they prefer that we're all destitute and dependent on them anyway. Why do they care?
Well, yeah, and I learned a fancy term for counterfeiting.
Yeah.
Exactly. Quantitative easement.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, well, I feel richer already.
But in the meantime, one of the things that, and one of the things we'd like to point out is that antiwar.com is an excellent investment. We're your full news source for foreign policy from an anti-war perspective, from an anti-interventionist perspective, all day, every day, 24/7. There are no breaks. Our leader, Eric Garris, does not take a break, because God knows Frank Gaffney isn't. He's crazier than hell somewhere, causing wreaking havoc on some other foreign countries. So we don't stop. You don't stop. You would miss Justin Raimondo if you did not have the words of Scott to wake you up in the morning wherever you are. You would not know what to do with your day because, after all, we're fighting the empire piece by piece, one inch at a time.
Well, I really love the splash page on antiwar.com yesterday and today. It's got a hippie with marks on his shirt. And it's got kind of a paleo right-wing Tea Party guy with a Glenn Beck on his shirt, and they're both holding antiwar.com signs and looking at each other, all suspicious, but they both agree about us.
And
we agree with them about war, too.
And it's the most important thing, because after all, what is the worst thing that the state does? It steals money and uses it to kill innocent men, women, and children all over the world, people with whom we have no quarrel, hell. Some of them don't even know we exist. I don't even know they exist because I'm not very sophisticated. But I certainly know one thing, is that I do not want my money stolen from me to use to murder others. So my way of getting around that is giving a tax-deductible contribution to antiwar.com. That's right. We're a 501c3.
Well, wait a minute. Hang on. Before you tell them all that, I wanted to pick up on what you say, because not only are they stealing all our money, destroying the economy, and mass murdering foreigners, but just like in our slogan at antiwar.com, from the unfinished essay, The State, by Randolph Bourne, war is the health of the state. And all the news this week is that the American people are being treated even more like prisoners as they enter airports in this country with the naked scanners, or your choice is, you know, let them either naked scan your grandma, your mom, your daughter, your sister, or let them get felt up like in a, you know, like a prison, almost strip search kind of fashion. And, you know, there's a reason why. It's the wars overseas all the time. It's the same thing with the Patriot Act. It's the same thing with the NSA spying on all our phone calls. It's the same thing with the Department of Homeland Security embedding themselves more and more in our local police departments and state police departments. It's the Northern Command, the 3,000 American infantry soldiers who are active duty in now the continental United States, which is considered part of the battlefield of the war on terrorism. The war and, hell, the jail without trial and the targeted assassinations of American citizens now, dozens of them, according to John Brennan. This is the war coming home. This is what Randolph Bourne meant by war is the health of the state. You might not even worry about foreigners getting killed. Maybe TV is right and only American lives have any value at all. And the fact that other people are from the other side of saltwater from here means you can kill all of them you feel like. But then you got to let them strip search your daughter at the airport. So this is your choice, basically, whether you want to have Empire abroad or a limited republic at home.
Well, you know, I just wanted to get to Oakland. I really did not want the anal probe. That's just me, though. What do I know? Maybe I'm uptight. I'm old world and, you know, very old-fashioned that way. But I just wanted to make a note that the opt-out, the national opt-out day is being headed by two antiwar.com donors.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yes, that's right, yes. James Babb and George Donnelly, both, of course, very, very serious peaceniks, nonviolence activists. And yes, Jim's a regular listener to the show. So it's really an honor when I actually get to, the more I know about the people who read antiwar.com and listen to the show and the most amazing activism they do in every area of their lives, I'm humbled.
Yeah, I'm really happy to hear that. That's awesome.
It really is. And they've made a national splash, and, one of our many, many committed volunteers, Nick Hancock, is going to be the L.A. Opt-out fly coordinator. So it's spreading, but it is very much a byproduct of the occupation of the Middle East.
Absolutely. All right. Now, there are people who want to help. So how do they help?
They can start by going to antiwar.com/donate. We have monthly donations. We have one-time donations. We can take donations in every form. We have Google Checkout. We have PayPal. We have standard credit cards, and we take Discover and American Express. We take all kinds of things. We take stock transfers. We even take gold. So let me know. We also have an antiwar.com credit card through Capital One, and you can give me a call at 323-512-7095. That's 323-512-7095. For more information. And there's also, we have Amazon accounts for all your buying gift holiday needs. Amazon, we also have special links for Amazon Canada and Amazon UK. So also let me know about that. My email at any time is angela@antiwar.com.
That's cool. You're saying that works in the UK and in Canada too, huh?
Yes, we have special links for the UK and Canada.
Right on. And now listen, everybody, whether we're talking monthly donations or one-time scrape down in your pocket for your last 50 cents or whether you're talking about the antiwar.com credit card where we get a little kickback, doesn't cost you anymore, but we get a little kickback from Capital One or the Amazon shopping, whatever it is, you can find all these links and Angela's phone number and email address and all the contact information at antiwar.com/donate, which is easy enough. You could even, you know, post that to your Facebook page.
Yes, you could. And in fact, one of the best ways to help antiwar.com is let other people know you give and support antiwar.com. And if you want to use antiwar logos or have antiwar.com donation buttons on your personal website, I have the HTML for that too. So just let me know. It's angela@antiwar.com. And my number is always open for antiwar.com readers, listeners, viewers, 323-512-7095.
Killer. Thanks very much, Angela.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Bye.
Everybody, that's Angela Keaton. She produces this show, and she's antiwar.com's development director. And we really do need your help. Without it, we won't be antiwar.com anymore. And that would be bad for all of us. So check it out, antiwar.com/donate, antiwar radio.